Craig down, baby.
Friday on The Takeaway, let's do something different. Let's do it more than once, shall we? Welcome Sean Ramesfurum, host of Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360, a terrific show here on WNYC and heard nationally. Sean, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what we wanted to do here, and you're the guy, is do something called the Friday Five, and it's a way for allowing people who listen to The Takeaway who are essentially imprisoned by all of our mainstream stories and ideas like this one.
Today we're going to be doing the official iPhone 6 Plus bend test.
Okay, we watched it. 32 million people watched it online. Okay, you know, I'm pretty edgy, right? But you've got a few options for us to listen to, check out, download, look at online that we might have missed this week.
Though I would love to bend an iPhone 6.
So. I'm surprised you haven't done it already. I'm surprised you haven't posted your own video.
I work in public radio. I need to find one. It's a lot of money, you know? But so, yeah, I mean, this week was kicked off with a great new song by Kendrick Lamar, who is the most exciting rapper in hip-hop these days.
This is a world. This is a world premiere. This is a world premiere.
I've been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers.
Thanks for the beep there.
Yeah, beeps continue.
Public radio, yeah, but smile on your face. You
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's these bubblegum guitars from the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, I thought that was Isley Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yep. And apparently one of the Isleys came by and hung out with him in the studio and added some vocals to the original guitars.
Nice.
To hear this coming from him, and this is the first single from his upcoming album, which everyone in the universe is excited about, that listens to Kendrick Lamar at least. It was really surprising, and it was still, you know, it still packed as much punch as all his other stuff, but with the huge pop hooks.
Yeah. A happy 1 out of 5. Absolutely. On our Friday Five. What's next?
Number 2 is Key & Peele are back this week,
Key
as well
Peele.
As
I mean,
Kendrick Lamar.
That's easy. That's shooting fish in a barrel. They're great.
And they're promoting their new season 4, which kicked off, I think, this week on Comedy Central with shorts online. And the best of the three that came out this week was sort of a riff on the misconceptions of gay weddings.
Really, I just wanted to say basically that a gay wedding is just like a straight wedding. Yes, sir.
So then do the men wear dresses and then the women would wear suits?
No. You would just wear exactly what you would wear at a straight wedding.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of them. There's, you know, when do we sing YMCA? Where do we get the euros to buy gay gifts? Do we throw something other than rice? And then the guy goes, like, what? And he goes, I don't know, couscous? What would you do?
All right, number three. Friday Five.
Yeah,
Kirsten Dunst.
Sure, Kirsten Dunst. Another sort of public service announcement.
Are you Kirsten Dunst? Yeah, that's me. Hi, how are you?
Cool.
So what's going on there is these two kids are driving up to Kirsten Dunst's house while she's waiting for a car to take her wherever, and they go, hey, are you Kirsten Dunst? And they just walk up and start taking selfies with her. And it's an easy target. Kids who are on Instagram, yeah, they're sort of hollow, whatever it is. But Kirsten Dunst really sells the short because she's left feeling really empty and hollow by the whole thing, and it's a simple message. Celebrities are just like us. They want a good conversation. They want to, you know, feel like they're making a good human connection, and when you just take a selfie with them, it's not working.
Number four,
two pieces of visual art to close this out. The hardest thing to talk about on the radio perhaps, but I'll do my best. The New York Times had a beautiful illustration this week from a guy named Anders Nielsen. He's a cartoonist from the Midwest. It's called Explaining My Relationship to the Totality of the Universe. It's this really elaborate graphic that tracks time from the Big Bang to the year 3,193,007,014. Nice take on how infinite the universe is and how small we are in it. That made you not feel, you know, bleak.
All right, number five. Here we go.
Malkovich.
This week we got a gigantic photo set of iconic photographs. We got Migrant Mother, we've got Marilyn Monroe and Roses, naked John Lennon hugging Yoko Ono, but all of the faces in these iconic images have been replaced with the face of John Malkovich.
Malkovich?
And unlike every other celebrity meme we see online, or almost every other celebrity meme, John Malkovich helped make these photos. He got dressed up and did makeup and did hair for the photographer, Sandra Miller, and it is unsettling.
Really?
And very funny, but unsettling.
Well, I don't know. There's something reassuring about that sound. Let's listen to it again.
Malkovich.
It's very soothing.
Sean Ramesfurum, who's host of a Sideshow podcast from Studio 360. That's our Friday Five here. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John.